First, though, let's talk science with Chris Smith. And Chris, we humans are Homo sapiens, the last in the line of the Homo genus, which includes, among others, the now extinct Homo erectus. But we now know our line goes back further than we thought with the discovery of the earliest remains of this genus. And as I've indicated, the fully evolved Dr. Chris Smith joins us now from Cambridge. Chris, hello there.
I'm still working on it,
Fran. At least you're standing upright. That's a good start. Tell us about this early pre-human that they've found, these remains they found in Ethiopia.
That's right. Researchers have been working at a well-known fossil site in the Afar Ridge, which is part of the East African Great Rift Valley. And this area has yielded some of the most important discoveries in tracing our origins. And what Bill Kimball and his colleagues are publishing in the journal Science this week is the discovery actually 2 years ago, but it's taken them 2 years to work out what they found and to process it, publish it and announce it, of what is unarguably one of the oldest Homo remains ever discovered. This was discovered on a morning. Someone was strolling up the hillside at this fossil site in the Afar Ridge, and they discovered this piece of mandible, the lower jaw, sticking out of some sediment. And when they brushed away the dirt and extracted this, it had the teeth of effectively the Homo genus. Our teeth are very different from other species that were knocking around at around the time when this would have been alive on Earth. And so they've got most of the lower jaw on one side, which means you can obviously make the mirror image and imagine what the mandible would have looked like at this individual, and that tells you a lot about what they would ultimately have been like. And the teeth are basically Homo genus teeth. And why this is important is that they can date this site very accurately. There were lots of volcanoes going off around in this area of Africa at about 2 to 3 million years ago. So there are layers of ash which are in the sediment, and you can get isotopes from that ash, which you then use to date when the ash was deposited, and then you can work out from that how old the other layers are above and below the ash. And so using that analysis, they know that this piece of bone and these teeth are about 2.7 to 2.8 million years old. That's a good 500,000 years or so later, in other words, older than the previously oldest found Homo specimens. And this pushes our origins, our ancestors' origins, back another 500,000 years or so, which is really important because...
So, Chris, can I see if I've got this straight? What they've found there in that valley in Ethiopia is a direct link to our genus, the Homo genus, that goes back this 400,000 or 500,000 years further than we thought, but not as far back as Lucy, which was also found in this region, as I understand it, and there's a break in between. Lucy is not the same gene line, is that right?
That's right. So people have found early hominins. These are creatures that were beginning to turn into what you would call a modern human, going back many millions of years, because we diverged away from chimpanzees some 6 million years ago, and that's when we last had a common ancestor. And we went through various iterations, including this group called the Australopithecines, and everyone had assumed that Australopithecines slowly petered out roughly 2 million years ago, and then the Homo genus took over. Actually, what we're now seeing is that there were lots of very similar and diverse species knocking around and overlapping with each other for an extended period of time, and this pushes that overlap back even further. So it shows that Australopithecines were still around for another 500,000 to maybe 1 million years after this discovery. So we overlapped with these near cousins of ours for a very long time. But it also fits with the climate data, because you have to ask the question when you find these fossils, you have to ask, why would what was arguably very successful species like Lucy, the Australopithecines, why would those species have felt a pressure to evolve into a different form like the Homo genus? What would have driven that? If you look at when this one was first beginning to appear, the climate in Africa was going through a dramatic change. Africa was opening up, it had become much drier and more arid. There was a change in temperature, and this sort of opening up of the trees meant that it favoured things that walked on two legs, had our kind of stature, and were adapted to eat our kind of diet. So it fits in the timeline also with what was happening to the climate, so that could have been the pressure that drove the evolution of a species that was much better fit for that environment.
And in other news, a 7.5-year journey, NASA's Dawn spacecraft finally has the asteroid Ceres in its sight.
That's right. And the asteroid Ceres is the largest asteroid in our asteroid belt, which is a big group of material out beyond the orbit of Mars and inside the orbit of Jupiter. It's effectively the vestiges of a failed planet. So about 4.5 billion years ago, when our solar system was forming, there was a big ring of dust and gas and other debris around the protostar, what was to become the Sun. This was slowly coalescing in the inner solar system into the little rocky worlds like Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, and then the gas giants formed out Jupiter and so on beyond that. Now, the resonance of the gravitational tug of Jupiter stopped the gas and dust assembling properly into a planet, and it left this string of pebbles out there in the asteroid belt, and that means that they're almost like a fossilized forming planet. So they can tell us an enormous amount about how our inner solar system formed, what materials were given to our inner solar system to form our world, and perhaps even where a lot of our water came from. Mm. NASA's Dawn spacecraft, after 7.5 years of journeying and a visit to Vesta, a smaller object in the asteroid belt, is about to now start orbiting Ceres, the biggest of these bodies, which is about 10,000 kilometres across and has got these tantalising pictures coming back to us now of these bright spots on the surface. So the probe is going to go in there, the Dawn probe, go into orbit around this big rocky world and try and understand a lot more about it. And that analysis will tell us where we came from.
And that is fascinating, isn't it? Always. Chris, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fran.
Chris Smith, our science correspondent in Cambridge. You can hear more of him on The Naked Scientist tonight at 10 o'clock right here on RN.